Met Dan hebben we het al gehad over de stad Hull. Die ligt aan de Humber. Maar die ligt ook aan de Hull.
Yes, so we're on the River Hull, on a bridge overlooking the river. So we're looking south, looking to the mouth of the Hull as it enters into the Humber. So this is where the old port or the old harbour was. It's very tidal as well. It's very low tide where we are at this particular moment. And in about 12 hours' time, there will be a very high tide coming
three,
into
3-4 metres?
Yeah,
higher?
Yeah, even higher at times, yeah. So we have in the distance, there's quite an unusual structure. That's the flood barrier. And that is lowered when we get the very, very high tides. They have to lower the barrier to stop the town from flooding.
Okay, is it new or is it...
It's from 1980, the barrier, yeah.
There was a catastrophe before?
The town used to flood very badly, so.
And now, not anymore?
No, now we've got the barrier. And
does it work?
It works, yeah, thankfully it does. Yeah, they've had to find out because the tides are getting higher and higher.
We're standing up uitzicht te kijken, we're going to hotel premier in. Hij vertelde over de rivier de Hull, die in feite uitkomt in de Humber en die komt weer uit in de Noordzee. We do see another typical building. It's not typical for Hull, I think.
Which one's this?
That one.
In the distance, the Deep. Yeah, a modern building from 2002. And the Deep is our big visitor attraction. It has one of Europe's deepest aquariums runs through the middle
of it.
Submarium, they call it. It's one of those things you have to do when you come to Hull is visit. Yeah. Visit the Deep, and they now have penguins.
I know,
in there. Yes.
Very important penguins.
Important penguins, and people are just fascinated by the penguins.
I was very proud of on the Deep, I think.
We have
a lot of visitors come to
over 6 million visitors since the Deep has opened. Yeah. Yeah, so it's doing a fantastic job for the city.
And we can go into the water, I think.
Into the water?
Probably.
Maybe not.
An aquarium. It's very busy to traffic. Is that because of the P&O?
This is the road. We are looking across as well to the big bridge over the River Hull, and this is the road to the docks, so to the P&O ferries and to the big port of Hull to the east of the city. The river splits the city down the centre, one side is East Hull and the other side is West Hull. And we are on the only bridge in the UK where when it opens you can stay on it, so you can have a ride on the bridge.
Het is de enige brug die omhoog gaat, maar je kunt toch eroverheen blijven lopen, ja. We lopen in feite een rondje over de brug. Maar het is heel frappant om te zien hoe hoog het water kan staan. Hoe groot hier het verschil is tussen eb en vloed. Ik zou bijna zeggen 4 meter, op zijn minst. Heel veel modder langs de kant. There was a fish trail, you told us. Mm. Is there also fish in the Hull?
There are eels in the Hull, yes. Some people catch the eels. And obviously into the Humber you get a bigger supply of fishes.
And the sea,
And the sea, of course, Hull was one of the biggest fishing ports in the world at one point. So that's why we have the fish trail around the town.
Okay,
yeah.
When tourists come, they have to eat fish.
Yeah.
Are there some fish restaurants?
Oh, yeah, there are. There's a very good fish restaurant on the pier, which is a high-quality fish restaurant. Or you can have fish and chips. So there are lots of fish and chip shops.
Okay. Ja, die zijn er ook. Met allerlei soorten vis. Al informatie op de site van Hull. Visit Hull en East Yorkshire. Ook op de site van Visit Britain.